Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm recording and releasing this episode on the weekend because I missed last week's episode, release of the episode, due to COVID. So I'm trying to catch up. So last time, I mentioned that I'd been buying many bikes and I'd actually bought 3 of them recently. One of them, I already explained, it was too small for me, it didn't fit. Actually, I had a bad experience I bought it from Amazon, and I had a bad experience with one of the sellers on Amazon. So when I saw this bike on Amazon, there was a picture of a model riding it, and the model was like 185 centimeters. So I thought, oh great, you know, that's going to fit me because I'm only 178 centimeters. Wait, what size did I say the model was? The model was 185 centimeters. Did I say 175? I don't know. Anyway, he was 185 centimeters. So I thought, it'll definitely fit me. I'm only 178. And when I got it and I found out it didn't fit me, I said, you know, I want to send it back and I want a refund. And they said, no, sorry, you can't do that. It's for our customers. And I thought, no, it's not for your customers, it's for you. You don't want to accept refunds. But it's Amazon, and that's part of like Amazon's policy. You know, if you're a seller, it was a third-party seller, so it wasn't sold by Amazon. It was a third-party seller on the site. And they were saying, no, we don't do that. So I had to contact Amazon, and in the end, Amazon convinced them to allow me to send it back to them. So yes, I can get a refund now because it didn't fit. And what was I going to do with a bike that doesn't fit me? It's no good for me, is it? But this seller was really rude. And he said, like, in the end, I just couldn't convince him. I couldn't make him understand that it's too small for me. Because they were saying things like, well, the model in the photograph, they could ride it. It's okay for them. Why isn't it okay for you? And it's just like, oh my God. I don't want to, you know, I shouldn't have to explain why it doesn't fit. You know, you should just believe me. Anyway, so there was another problem with this one bike. And that was it was a folding bike. And when you tried to like unfold it and fold it again, it was really stiff. Like, you know, it was the kind of, you really had to strain. You really had to put a lot of energy into opening it and folding it again. And it was like, you know, that kind of energy. And so I thought, well, if you don't believe me, you know, that the bike doesn't fit me, maybe I should try and tell you about this problem too. Because even if it fits me, it's a bit inconvenient. You know, it's a bit of a problem having this bike, that folding bike, that's so hard to fold. So I told them about this, and then they said, they said, we've sold thousands of bikes. And if it really is a problem, then we want proof that it's a problem. Send us a picture or something like that instead of your lies. And I thought, wow, that is really rude. I mean, I've used Amazon a lot in the UK. And I've never come across a seller so rude. And this is Japan. This is a country where people are known for being polite. And this is the first time I try to return something on Amazon. And this person is like, I think, amazingly rude. You don't call a customer a liar, do you? That's just not good. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe this person wasn't Japanese. Maybe he came from a different country. And so I can't tell you if he was Japanese or not. So, but anyway, I'm in Japan, and I'm a bit surprised when I receive that kind of like rude treatment, that rude customer service. Anyway, in the end, I was able to send it back. Or actually, I haven't sent it back yet, but I've got a refund, so I can now send it back. So that's all good in the end. And Amazon managed to help me, so thanks to them. Amazon were very polite, by the way, but this seller was very rude. So after that, I decided to buy another bike, but this time I was a lot more careful about making sure it was the right height for me. So I was measuring my legs, seeing how long my legs are and seeing how high the saddle was. And because I thought, I don't want this mistake to happen twice. So I ended up buying this bike. And here's a funny thing. This bike, so the last bike I purchased had 16-inch tires. This bike has 14-inch tires. And it looks ridiculously small. It looks like a kid's bike, honestly. But it fits really well. So I'm very happy with it, and it's completely aluminium. Well, I don't know, maybe there's some bits that aren't aluminium, but most of the bike is made from aluminium, so it is very light. It's 8.2 kilograms light, and it's no trouble carrying it at all, like carrying it in a bag over your shoulder. It's not painful, and it's not, you know, it doesn't feel like a real struggle, a real burden carrying this heavy bike because it's so light. That's another thing. I forgot about that. So the old bike, the one that was no good, the one that didn't fit me, the gearing was bad. What does that mean, the gearing? The gearing is like how it's been. This is difficult to explain. Like, if I pedal the bike, how fast do I have to pedal to make the bike go faster? Does that make sense? To make the bike go fast, how fast do my legs have to turn? That's the gearing. So if you have a bike with gears, like you can change your gears, you know, gear one, gear two, gear three, then depending on how quickly you pedal, the bike moves at different speeds. Yeah, I'm doing a bad job of explaining this, but I hope you can understand. Anyway, these small folding bikes, they didn't have any gears whatsoever. So I had one gear, just like one choice. And the one that I'm sending back, it wasn't good. It wasn't a good choice. It's like you were pedaling quite fast, but the bike was quite slow. So it was a bad choice. But anyway, this new one I bought, this aluminium bike, I think it's just perfect. Like when you're pushing off, when you're just starting to ride your bike, it feels a little heavy. But it has to do that because when you're riding like not too fast, but maybe like 15 kilometers per hour, it feels just right. So I really like this bike, and it was a bit expensive. Normally, I mean, I'm not so bothered about bikes normally. I don't, when I'm in England, I don't do much bike riding. I usually own a bike, and it usually spends a lot of time in a garage, not being used. And part of that, I think, is because the weather's not always so great for a bike ride. And I don't know, what's the other part of that? The other part is I don't feel like going bike riding so much. I don't know, maybe it's the area I live in England. I think if I lived more in the countryside, or sorry, the area I lived in England, it's past tense now, I'm not living there anymore. I think if I lived more in the countryside, then I would like riding a bike more, because I don't really like riding around roads and just looking at houses and, you know, getting lots of pollution, lots of like bad air from the cars driving past. So that's probably why I don't use my bike so much in England. And it wasn't a folding bike. Like, normally I don't have a folding bike, but I did have one at some point in England. But then it's a bit of a pain, like having to put it in the car and then drive somewhere and then get your bike out and then go for a bike ride. So yeah, I didn't use it much. But anyway, over here, that I can get to some like nature type parts, you know, by a river and lots of green grass and like farmers' fields. If I go on a bike ride, first I have to fold up my bike. Then I have to put it on the bus, and it's about a 10-minute bus ride. Then I arrive at the train station, and then I spend about 10 minutes, like the 10-minute bike ride, and then I reach this destination. Then I reach this place that's like, you know, lots of nature and stuff like that. So I really enjoy going out and riding my bike and like escaping from being in the flat all the time. But anyway, that wasn't the last bike I bought. I've actually bought three bikes, and the third bike is a bike that I bought for my wife. And the interesting thing about this bike is it is the cheapest bike I've ever seen, and I can't understand why it's so cheap, and I can't understand why bikes are so cheap in Japan anyway, generally speaking. But this bike is like ridiculously cheap. It cost under 10,000 yen, which is about £56 English pounds. I don't know, it's just crazy price. You can't buy a bike for that much in England, and folding bikes cost even more money. If you want a folding bike, it's going to be even more expensive. So this is a ridiculously cheap bike, and it's a really good bike. That's the weirdest thing about it. It's a bit small for me. I can't ride it. And it's got 20-inch tires, so it doesn't look silly. My bike looks really silly, but my wife wanted a more of a normal looking bike. It folds, it's got 7 gears. It's a nice smooth ride. It's ridiculously cheap. It's like, I think, you know, if someone stole this bike, you just think, that's annoying, but I'll just order another one, and it wouldn't be such a big problem. But yeah, my bike cost 4 times the amount of this one. So if someone steals my bike, I'm going to cry. I won't be very happy at all. But the annoying thing is, my bike is really easy to steal because it's so light. You can just pick it up and walk away. And when I like lock it up in Japan, like if I go into a shop or a convenience store or something, often there's no like a bar or a pole or something to tie your bike to. You just have to like lock the wheels up, you know, so someone can just come along, pick my really light bike up, maybe even fold it up to make it easier to carry, and just walk away with it. So it's a bit worrying leaving that bike outside, because I really like it and I don't want it to go missing. But yeah, that's it. That's my sort of bike story for you, and my unpleasant Amazon story as well. Anyway, on that note, I think I'm going to go out for another bike ride and enjoy the sun. I tell you what I normally do. I normally go out, and when I find somewhere quiet, you know, where there's no people and no cars, then I start listening to podcasts. So I like listening to like Japanese podcasts whilst I'm riding my bike somewhere outside. And that's a nice way of studying for me. Anyway, until next time, bye-bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.